Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You are now once again in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 until 9 p.m. As usual, and especially for the first-time listeners, I'm asking all listeners, please get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready, so that you can follow along with us as we go through God's Word together on tonight. I will be delivering God's Word on tonight. I had other guests scheduled, but due to circumstances, they had to work. I have to reschedule them at a later date. For those that was anticipating hearing my guest that I had on previous times with young gospel rappers, Brother Jeremiah Moore and Dewan Hughes was scheduled to be my guest on tonight. But again, due to their work schedules, they were not able to be on tonight, so I will reschedule them again at a later date. So get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready so you can follow along as we get ready to go through God's Word together on tonight. Before we go any further, we always open up with prayer. I'm asking our listeners, please pray with me at this time. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus. Here we are once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name on tonight because we know that you're worthy of our praise. And Father, we thank you again for who you are. We thank you that you are in total control at all times, no matter what it looks like, no matter what we see, no matter what we hear or what we think. We know those that are saved in your Son, Jesus' name, we know that you are in total control at all times because you sit high and you look low. We know that all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands. For this, we give you glory, honor, and praise. And we say thank you that we know that you are in control. And Father, we come now asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself and my entire family. Not only us, but every faithful, humble, committed doer of your word all over the land. We ask that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work with you on earth will not be in vain. We come now, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, asking that you are moved by your Spirit. Touch those that are dealing with bereavement on tonight. We know that you are the comforter. You are the one that heals us from our broken hearts when we lose loved ones. So let everyone that are dealing with bereavement on tonight remember and know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We also come praying, Heavenly Father, that you will move by your Spirit. Touch, heal, and deliver those that are sick in their minds, bodies, and spirits. Those that are suffering with PTSD. Those that are dealing with suicidal thoughts. Those that are dealing with minds of who the enemy is trying to take over their minds, Heavenly Father. And they want to give up on life. They want to just give in to the enemy and take their own life. So we ask that you would move by your Spirit. Touch their hearts and their minds, Lord. They can be renewed. They will realize that it's in you that they live, move, and have their being. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. We ask that you would move by your Spirit, Heavenly Father. Touch those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. You know who they are and where they are. So we thank you that you are the doctor. You are the doctor that has never lost a patient. So we know that you have all power in your hands, and you're still working miracles, signs, and wonders even on today. So we thank you for your healing power that's in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, we ask that you will move by your Spirit over this worldwide platform on tonight. We pray, Lord, that your word will go forth with power on tonight. Point that those that may be listening who are not saved in your Son Jesus' name, they will open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into their hearts and save them. And once they're saved, they will come to know, walk in, and live in, and fulfill their own individual God purpose in the earth for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. And Father, we lift up our president to you. And all world leaders, Heavenly Father, that have hidden motives and agendas, you know about that too. So we thank you that even though some of them think that they are in control, we just praise you because we know that you are in total control. So we ask that you would touch their hearts. And if they're not saved, it is our prayer that you would touch their hearts too, Heavenly Father, that they will come to know Jesus Christ and be saved in his name as well. And then by doing so, they will come to know how to love and treat your people with love and compassion, that you will be glorified through them is our prayer in Jesus' name. So now, Lord, we want to continue to lift up all listeners, continue to bless them, grant them the desires of their hearts is our prayer in Jesus' name. So we pray, Lord, that you will help us to decrease on tonight, even me, that as you use me to spread your word over the night on tonight's show and share your word, that it will be received in love, that you will be glorified even more is our prayer in Jesus' name. So we now ask that you would just have your way is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. And all those that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said amen. Well, on tonight, before we go any further, I would like to do my spiritual food for thought for tonight. And tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, God's love covers our multitudes of sin. Once again, spiritual food for thought for tonight. God's love covers our multitudes of sin. So we thank God for that word on tonight. And because of that, our main scripture is coming from John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. So we who are saved in Jesus' name, we stand on that word. We stand on God's promise that we know that because of the love of God, the agape love, see, God's love is not like man's love. God's love is pure, it is real, and it does not change. Man's love, we have a tendency of changing. We can love you one minute and then we say that we don't love you the next. But we serve an awesome God who loves us at all times, and he do not love our sins, but he loved us. So we thank him for his son, Jesus Christ, who came down from glory in the form of flesh to give up his life, to shed his own precious blood on the cross, that we can be redeemed, those that call upon his name and receive him as God's son in our hearts. And we can be saved and we can be redeemed back to God, our heavenly Father and Creator. So that's why we thank God for the scripture, again, found in John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Well, on tonight, I do have two announcements. Before I go into the word on tonight, again, I will be bringing forth God's word on tonight. And tonight's topic for my message is God loves at all times. God loves at all times. That's the message title for tonight. So I pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready to follow along as we get ready to go into God's word. And that's why the scripture food for thought on tonight ties in with the message on tonight. And once again, that scripture food for thought says, God's love covers our multitudes of sin. Well, on tonight, I do have two announcements. And I'm so excited to announce first that we are in the midst of the greatest Shield of Faith Baptist Church. We are in the midst of getting ready to celebrate our pastor, our bishop's 29th anniversary celebration, Bishop James A. Jennings. I want to give a great shout out to him and also to my greatest Shield of Faith Baptist Church family. Starting the first Sunday in March will be the first day of the celebration begins for Bishop James A. Jennings, our pastor and shepherd. And our church is located at, what is our church address? I just had it here. As a matter of fact, I should know it by heart, but we just moved to our new location not too long ago. We're located on the east side of Detroit on Agnes, right off the corner of, Crane, off the corner of Agnes. That's it. We're on Crane, the corner of Agnes, right off of East Jefferson. Give me a moment. I'm so excited about our bishop and what the Lord is doing in his life. So, yes, once again, Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, we are getting ready to start the celebration of our pastor, Bishop James A. Jennings' 29th anniversary as pastor and shepherd. And so the location is on, our church is on Crane, but at the corner of Agnes, one block north of East Jefferson. So his celebration will be taking place for the entire month, starting the first Sunday in March, and it will run through the end of March. Sunday, March 31st, at 3:30 p.m. will be the closing of his anniversary. So you are all invited to come out and help us celebrate our man of God, none other than Bishop James A. Jennings, Jr. So we thank God for him. We thank God for placing him in our life, and he's the under-shepherd that God has anointed and ordained for such a time as this. So we celebrate you and salute you, Bishop James A. Jennings. Continue to stand on God's word and continue to lift up the holy name of Jesus Christ, that he will be glorified through you, is our prayer in Jesus' name. And also for my final announcements, and I pray that you have your Bibles and pens ready so that you can follow along as we get ready to go into God's word. But I do want to let you all know that there are three other shows up under my direction. God has blessed this ministry to have three other shows up under my direction as executive director. And the first show is titled, I would like for you all to tune into these shows if you're available, so you can tune in and be blessed by these individuals as well, because God is not only using this platform, he's using others, and he's using people all over the world to spread the good news of Jesus Christ, of our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. So the first show is titled Theologically Speaking with host Jose Dorsey. His show airs each and every first and third Thursday night from 6:30 p.m. until 7 p.m. Then we have a psychologist, a woman of God. Her show is titled Clinically Speaking. Again, she is a psychologist, and she applies the word of God to each situation. That's what I love about her and her show. So her show is titled Clinically Speaking with host Sierra Renee. Her show airs each and every fourth Thursday and every first Saturday night from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. And finally, we have Ministry I'm Possible with host Minister Sharon Rambis. And by the way, he is our bishop's armor bearer. at Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church. So he has a show up under my direction also. And his show, again, is titled Ministry I'm Possible. And this show title, his show airs each and every second Thursday. Once again, every second Thursday and every fourth Saturday night from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. So I pray that you have written those show titles down with the host and the dates and times that they are coming on to spread the good news of Jesus Christ on tonight, that you have written those down so that you can tune in and be blessed by them through God's word as well. So right now we're getting ready to go right into God's word. I'm not going to do a music break because I want to get right into this word, because it's an awesome word on tonight. I know that God always knows who's going to be listening, and he knows exactly what we all need. So again, I will be bringing the word, and the message title for tonight is Love God at All Times. Once again, love God at all times in the main scripture, John 3:16. So we're going to get right into this word right now. I want to let you all know that when Christians truly love God, we are willing to also suffer for Christ. And that's found in the book of Job, chapter 36, verse 2. Job, chapter 36, verse 2, says unto us, to you and me, who are saved in Jesus' name, the word of God says unto us, suffer me a little, and I will show thee that I have yet to speak on God's behalf. In the flesh, Jesus Christ himself suffered for us, for you and me. And he had no sins, not one. Jesus was sinless. Even while he was here on earth in the flesh, he was sinless. And it goes on to say that we too must be willing to suffer as followers of Jesus Christ. See, some people say that they love Christ, but they don't want to suffer for Christ. But see, God, he showed himself strong. He showed himself through his son, Jesus Christ, just how much he loved you and I, that he did something. He didn't just say it with his mouth. He showed it. It was an action word. He came down from glory in the form of a baby, in the form of flesh, to pay our sin debt with his own precious blood that was sinless. He paid that debt that we could not pay. And he knew it was a debt that he could pay it, but he knew that we could not pay that debt. It was a debt we owed, but we could not pay it. So he came down because he loved God the Father first, and then he loved mankind, you and I, so much that he wanted to be pleasing to God the Father. Then he wanted to redeem us. That was the way that we can be redeemed back to God, was through the shedding of Jesus' blood. And that those that are asked to be saved in Jesus' name, if you're listening on tonight, you know that you're not saved. It's so simple. It's easy. You can be saved even tonight as you hear my voice. So you must be saved. The only way that anyone can be saved, and that is in the name of Jesus Christ. And why is that? Because God is a spirit. You cannot kill a spirit. So that's why Jesus came down in the flesh. And that's the way he had to come down, so that his sinless blood would be shed on the cross for us, for you and for me, that we can be redeemed back to God. What an awesome God we serve, that he would send his son, Jesus Christ, to die in our place so that we can be redeemed back to God, our Heavenly Father and Creator. Then we go to 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 17 through 18. And then we're going to skip down after the 18th verse and look at verse number 22. Again, 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 17 through 18. Then we're going to skip down to verse number 22. For it says unto us, to you and I, for it is better, if the will of God be so, that you and I, it says ye, but I'm paraphrasing, that ye suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. For Christ also has once suffered for sins. He suffered for your sins and for mine, past, present, and then it goes on to say that the just for the unjust, that he, Jesus Christ, might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Holy Spirit, who is gone into heaven. Jesus Christ is now gone back into heaven, and he is now sitting at the right hand of God. angels and authorities and powers being made subject to him. And also in 1 Peter, we're going to go down to chapter 2. We're going to look at chapter 2, verses 21 through 25. Again, that's 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21 through 25. And it says, unto you and I that are saved in Jesus' name, for even hereunto were you and I, we've been called. We've been called by God, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us as an example that we should follow his steps. Again, if we are going to be followers of Jesus Christ, we must follow his steps. He is our perfect example. So it goes right back to say, who did not sin, who did no sin, Jesus Christ, he did no sin, neither was there guile found in his mouth. Who, when he was reviled, in other words, reviled means when he was verbally said not a word. Even though they were talking about him, they were persecuting him, they were spitting on him, they were doing all manner of evil on him, toward him, but he did not say a word. So that word reviled means he verbally said not a word. Reviled not again. When he suffered, even though he was suffering on our behalf, he did not say a word. He threatened not. He did not threaten those that was abusing him, those that were spitting on him for our sake. He did not threaten them. He threatened not, but instead committed himself to him that judges righteously. In other words, he committed himself to God, who his own self, Jesus Christ, bared our sins in his own body on the cross. In the Bible, the word of God, and if your Bibles may read different, some say on the tree, but it still means the cross. So that, and by him doing that, that means that we, being dead to sins, we should live unto righteousness. By whose stripes we were healed. See, that's what I love about God. Through the shedding of Jesus Christ's blood on the cross, we are healed. You and I, we are healed even today. Even though we may have a sickness in our bodies, our flesh, we are healed according to God's word. So we have to stand on that word, stand on God's promise that we are healed in Jesus' name. And it goes on to say, for we were yet as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of our souls. Thank God for Jesus. When we love God at all times, we must remember what 1 Corinthians says. Again, you want to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 13. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, which reminds you and I as Christians today, even today, the same word that was applied to Christians in the olden days, in the days of the Bible, when the Bible was written, even before that, even until now, the word of God tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, there has no temptation taken you such as is common unto man. See, the word of God is letting us know that even though Jesus Christ was in the flesh, he did not sin, but these things are some of the things that we deal with even today. Jesus Christ, he experienced the same things that we go through. So don't think that Jesus don't know what we're going through and how much we have to bear, because the word of God, you have to stand on God's word. And it says again that there has no temptation taken you and I such as is common to man. But God is faithful. Yes, he is. I know he is. I'm a witness that God is still faithful. And I know that I am not the only one that stand on his word. And we know without a doubt that God is faithful, who will not suffer you or me tempted above that we are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape. But some people's Bible may read ye, Y-E, I'm paraphrasing, that we as Christians may be able to bear all the temptations that comes toward us. So when we love God at all times, we will always speak up when we need to speak up on God's behalf. See, some people, they say they love God and they are saved in Jesus' name. But when it comes time to speak up on God's behalf or for a kingdom building, for kingdom's sake, when the time to speak on God's behalf, they freeze up and they close their mouth and they don't say nothing. But don't you know that God sees that? When you say that you're a lover of Jesus Christ, you have an opportunity to speak on God's behalf. That's not the time to freeze up. That's the time that you should be praying and ask God for holy boldness to stand on his word and speak on God's behalf. So even if we have to suffer for doing so, because, yes, we will suffer. Sometimes we will suffer. We will sometimes be criticized just like Jesus was. When we stand up for what's right. And see, the word of God really letting us know that if we truly love God, we should love what God loves. We should hate what God hates. See, God loves you and me. He loves us, but he do not love sin. And that's how Christians should be. I don't care if your father, your mother, your sister, your brother, your closest friend, if they are doing things that are sinful, you and I, we are still to love them. We are to pray for them, but we are not to condone the sin. So that's how God is, and that's how Jesus is. Again, Jesus is our prime and a perfect example that we, too, will suffer when we stand up for what's right. When we stand up and declare that, you know, God do not love sin, we should do the same thing if we are lovers of Jesus Christ. When we truly love God at all times, we will rejoice through suffering for him. It may not feel good, it may not look good, but when we are truly in love with God, at all times, not just sometimes when things are going our way and when things are going good in our lives, we are to continue to love God, even through our trials, even through our tribulations, because those things will come to those that are in Christ Jesus. So that's why it is important to know that when we love God at all times, we will rejoice through the suffering and through our suffering for him. When we love God at all times, we will truly be grateful that Jesus Christ first suffered for us. He suffered for you and he suffered for me. And I am so grateful that he did. And I know that I am not the only one. You who are saved in Jesus' name, you too, you are grateful to Jesus Christ, for he suffered for us even before we were born into this world. When we truly love God at all times, we know, again, it goes back to what I just said. We know that when we truly love God at all times, that we will go through trials and tribulations. They will come. Again, we have to stand on God's word and we stand on God's promise that we may be strengthened in the Lord, even while being tested, even while going through trials and tribulations, even while being ridiculed and ostracized by others, sometimes even our own family that do not understand when we are truly in God and God is in us. We will be criticized. We will be ostracized. We will go through trials and tribulations. We will be tested. And he will test our faith. We be tested by our faith as to how much do we really love the Lord. And we must remember and know that while we're going through our trials and tests, that we will be strengthened in the Lord. So sometimes I even pray when I do my prayers. Sometimes I even thank God, even for my enemies. And this is a lesson for all of you. And I'm not just saying it because I do it. I know that there are other Christians that are doing the same thing. Sometimes we even have to pray for our enemies. And sometimes we have to realize and know that sometimes enemies are placed in our lives so that we can be tested and we be tried by God through even our enemies. And when we are being tested and tried even through our enemies, we have to know that these are all tests from God. So that's why we have to most of all, we must hold on to God's unchanging hands. We have to hold on to our faith in God. And that's why we have to ask God to give us the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding of his word as to how to deal with those that do not love us because we love Christ Jesus. So, yes, we will have enemies. And sometimes you find enemies that's in the Lord's house, because everyone that comes to the Lord's house are not saved in Jesus' name. He says, everyone that says, Lord, Lord, you know, you have to be careful, because everyone that says, Lord, Lord, believe it or not, they don't mean it. So we serve a God who searches our hearts. Not only do he see us on the outside, he searches our hearts and our minds. He knows who truly loves him. He knows who truly are standing on his word. He knows who is truly holding on to their faith in God. So when we are being doers of God's word, we will be, again, we will be tried, we will be tested, we will be criticized, ostracized, even because of our love for God and for the Lord's sake and for kingdom building. We will be loved, we will be loved by some. They will say they love us in 1 minute, and then on the other hand, we know that they are setting up plots, you know, trying to pull and make our name use us and try to take our good name, because we're Christians, and they would try to twist it and try to make us look bad. So we have to know that God sees that too. So I am a witness that when we have enemies in our lives, and sometimes the Lord will show you your enemies, because we have enemies sometimes that we don't even see. And we know that the enemy, the main enemy that we have, is the enemy, Satan himself, the father of lies. He is our most greatest enemy of all. But sometimes in the flesh, we will have enemies. We will have enemies on our jobs. We have enemies in the neighborhood, in our communities. We have enemies sometimes in our own families. And again, yes, even in the house of God, we will have, sometimes you will find you have enemies there too. So when we truly love God, we've got to know without a shadow of a doubt that he is the one who strengthens us to continue to move forward in him and do what he has called for us to do to fulfill and complete our God purpose in the earth that will give him glory. So also, when we love God at all times, we must be, again, we must be willing to be ridiculed or persecuted for standing on and also for living God's word, not only in times of good times or certain times of our lives. We have to stand on God's word, and we have to live God's word as a lifestyle, not just sometime, but every day, because God changes not. Jesus loves us. He loves you and I. He loves us all the time. So again, it goes down to Jesus Christ. God do not love sin, but he loves us. Aren't you glad that God loves you, even though we are sinful? We are flawed, but we are favored by God, those that are saved in Jesus' name. So we thank God for Jesus Christ, that he is the one who's sitting at God's right hand, even right now, making intercession for the saints of God, you and I, even on tonight. So I thank God for his son, Jesus Christ, and his great love for us, for you and for me, not sometime, but at all times. So when we love God at all times, we know, according to Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 through 25, again, Colossians chapter 3, verses 23 through 25, which tells us, you and me, those that are saved in Jesus' name, all over the land, those who are faithful doers of God's word, this word tells us, and whatsoever we do, whatsoever you do, whatsoever I do as a Christian, do it wholeheartedly. And some people's Bible may read, do it heartily. So I'm saying, do it wholeheartedly as to the Lord, not to men. The word of God said, do it wholeheartedly to the Lord God and not to men, knowing that of the Lord, we, you and I, we shall, and that's a promise from God. I'm paraphrasing. It goes back to saying, we know that knowing that of the Lord, we shall, from God himself, we shall receive the reward of the inheritance. For we, you and I, as Christians, we serve the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't serve mankind. We are to serve mankind out of love for Jesus and do it wholeheartedly from our hearts. But we are standing on God's word tonight. He says that the reward of the inheritance for as Christians, for we as Christians serve the Lord Jesus Christ. But he that doeth wrong, hear this good, but he that doeth wrong shall, they have a reward too, but they shall receive for the wrong which he or she has done. I'm paraphrasing. Again, we as Christians, we serve the Lord Jesus Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he or she does or has done. And there is no respecter of persons. See, God don't treat some Christians one way and then treat some another way. He treats all of us the same. He have no respecter of persons. So we serve a God that he loves you, he loves me. And I'm so glad that he loves us in spite of ourselves. So he is an awesome God, and he changed not. He don't change his love for us. But again, it all boils down to this. God loves us even while we were in our sins. Christ Jesus, he died for us. He died for you. He died for me. But we know, those that are saved in Jesus' name, God do not love sin. We can't stress that enough. God do not love sin, but he loves the sinners. He loves you and I. Those of us who have confessed that we are sinners, and we call upon the name of Jesus Christ, and we ask him to come into our hearts and save us and redeem us from our sins. And then the love of God through Jesus Christ, once we're saved in Jesus' name, then we are reconnected back to God, the Father, our Creator. So that's what it's all about. If you are not saved on tonight, if you are hearing my voice, you have an opportunity. You have a chance right now, and you can do it while we are yet talking and speaking to you on tonight. You can open up your heart and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come to your heart and save you, because the Word of God tells us that it is not God's desire that any souls be lost. So you have a choice. You have free will. That's what I love about God. He gives us a chance. He gives us a chance to open our own mouth. He don't force us to do it. See, he's not like man. God gives you and I, he gives us a choice. Again, it goes back to free will to make our own decision whether we want to be saved or not. Do we want to accept Jesus Christ as his son, as God's son? And do we believe in our hearts that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came down from glory and he paid our sin debt on the cross with his own precious blood because he was sinless and his blood was righteous and holy and pure? So that's what it took to redeem you and I back to God, those that are saved in Jesus' name. And if you're not saved yet, if you become saved on tonight, and it's my prayer that you do, then you too will be redeemed, and you too will have free access back to God the Father. And I have said this once before, maybe more than once, and I'm going to say it again because some people still are confused. The enemy have some people still bamboozled. He's still tricking some people even on tonight, because again, he is the father of lies. Some people really do believe, and some pastors are standing on that truth too, that they believe that you can be saved through God. No, you can only be saved through Jesus Christ. And some people are still going around saying that God is everybody's father. No, God is not everyone's father. He is everyone's creator. Again, God is not everyone's father. God is everyone's creator. But this is the type of God that we do serve, those that are saved in Jesus' name. God is so gracious and he is so good toward us that he gives us a chance that once we're saved in Jesus' name. So that's why it is important to know that if you're not saved, you can pray and God will hear your prayer. He has his ear open to hear sinners' prayers, even on tonight. And so once you're saved in Jesus' name, then you become a child of God and God becomes your father. So again, don't be confused by the enemy. Don't let anyone continue to put in your ear and in your heart and your mind that you can be saved through God. No, and that God is everyone's father. So I hope you heard that very clearly, and I'm going to say it once again because someone did not get that, and some people still don't believe it. But it's the truth. We're all going to stand before God in the day of judgment and give an account for every deed done in our bodies. The Bible, the Word of God says the good and the bad. So when we stand before God, we have to know that God is our Father. for those that are saved in Jesus' name. Once again, if you are not saved in Jesus' name, remember that you can only be saved in Jesus' name. And then once you're saved in Jesus' name, then God becomes your Father. So thank God for his word on tonight. Thank God that he loves us in spite of ourselves. Thank God that he loves us even though he knows that we are sinners. And for those of us that are saved, we are sinners saved by grace. Grace, the grace of God, still saves even today. But you got to believe in your heart that Jesus Christ loved you so much, and he loved me so much that he came down and he paid the price, a debt that he did not owe, but he knew it was a debt that we could not pay. So thank God for Jesus. Thank God that he loved God the Father so much first, and then he loved you and I, mankind, so much that he came down and he paid the ultimate price through the shedding of his blood on the cross, and then some people's Bible say the tree. But on the cross, Jesus Christ died. Yes, he did. He died. And if we keep living, the word of God says it has been appointed unto man once to die. And after that, the judgment. So we thank God for opening the door for those of us that have accepted Jesus Christ as God's son. And if you have not done it yet, again, you can do it even now while you hear my voice. So I want you to know that God's desire is that no soul be lost. And that's my desire for you as well on tonight. And every faithful doer of God's word who are saved in Jesus' name, that's all our desire, is that no souls be lost. So you have an opportunity even now to open your mouth and ask Jesus Christ to come in and save you, because he wants to save you. Again, he's not going to force himself upon you. It's free will, your choice. Do you really want to be saved in Jesus' name? Because if you're not saved in Jesus' name, and if you happen to die, and there's only two places that your soul is going to go. There's only two places. There's no in-between. That's either heaven or hell. And heaven is reserved for those that are saved in Jesus' name. And hell is reserved for those that do not accept Jesus as God's son. So as we see now in these last and evil days, so much is going on so fast that there's been once a saying that you could be here today and gone tomorrow. But we see now that the way this world is so wicked that you could be here one minute and gone the next. So don't take your life for granted. Don't take your soul for granted. And don't take it lightly that you think that you, and you know that you're not saved, that you just think that you're just going to leave this world and you're going to open your eyes and be in heaven and be in God's glory and presence. And that's where you're going to spend eternity. Your soul is going to spend eternity. No, the word of God says different. And I stand on God's word. Whose report do you believe on tonight? Are you believing the report of man, those that are not saved in Jesus' name? I hope not. For your soul's sake, I hope you pray sincerely from your heart and ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart and save you. That's what he came down from glory for. That's his whole purpose. He came down to save us and redeem us back to God so that we can spend eternity with our Heavenly Father and Creator on tonight. Do it and do it right away, because again, your next breath is not guaranteed. So don't take your breath and your life for granted. Don't take it lightly, because God has opened the door for you and I to be saved in Jesus' name. And I thank God that I am. And I thank God for every listener who is saved in Jesus' name, my sisters and brothers in Christ who are saved in Jesus' name. But it's our prayer on tonight that those that may be listening on tonight, once again, I can't stress it enough, this is your opportunity. It's not by accident that you tuned in to this ministry on tonight. God needed you and wanted you to hear this word because he wants you to be saved. That's why Jesus came, so that you can have life and that more abundantly. Even while you're still here on earth, he wants us to have an abundant life, because there's even going to be a more abundant life for those that are saved in Jesus' name after we leave this earthly body and our souls return back to God. We stand before God and give an account for every deed done in our bodies, the good and the bad. And we, those that are saved in Jesus' name, who have fulfilled our God purpose through faith. See, it takes faith to walk this Christian walk. We can't just do it on our own. You got to have faith in God to walk this Christian life. And you got to have faith in God to deal with the enemies of this world. We have to have faith in God to know that through our trials and through our tests, it is God's unchanging hands that we're holding on to that's keeping us on the right path, so that when our time on earth has been completed, when our work for the Lord has been done, and we can hear God say unto you and I, well done, thy faithful servant, you kept the faith. You know, you've done what I've called you to do on earth. Now is your time to come and be blessed of the Lord and be in his presence forever. So that's what I want to hear God say unto me, well done, thy good and faithful servant. I've kept the faith. I finished my course. Now it's time for me to receive my reward. Only will come from God. So I want you too to be in that number. If you are not saved on tonight, you can be a part of that number. And for those that are saved in Jesus' name, who are fulfilling your God purpose, continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Continue to love God at all times. Continue to remember and know that God's love covers a multitude of sin. Again, he do not love sin, but he loves us as sinners. Those who are saved in Jesus' name, we are sinners saved by grace. Thank God for Jesus. So I just want to close out in saying I pray that someone has been blessed by this word on tonight. This word was meant for somebody to hear. I don't know who you are, but God knows who you are, because he sits high and he looks low. And he's searching the earth. He's searching wide. He's searching deep for sinners to call upon the name of Jesus Christ while you have time, so that you can be saved in Jesus' name. And then once you're saved in Jesus' name, he will reveal to you what your God purpose is. See, you and I have, we have God purposes. Some people have one talent. Some people have more than one. Some people have three or four, maybe 10 talents that the Lord has anointed you and I with. And he wants us to complete those gifts, use our gifts and talents in the earth while we have breath in our bodies, that will give him glory. So that when we do this, that we know that we're doing it unto God. We are not doing it to be men pleasers, but we're doing it to please God. That's what it's all about. Pleasing God through our life. Pleasing God through our faith in him. Pleasing God because we have chosen his son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. We have made him our choice. We've asked him to come into our hearts and save us from our sins. Even though we are saved from sin, he knows that we are still going to sin. But thank God for the blood of Jesus that still works. And that blood will never, ever lose its power. So that's why we, as Christians, when we do sin, we have to go in prayer. We have to ask God to forgive us of our sins. And that way we will be able to continue to walk in and live in and fulfill our God purposes in the earth for his glory. So I pray that someone has received this message on tonight, and that you will continue to walk by faith and not by sight. You will continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Continue to know that God loves us. He loves you. He loves me in spite of ourselves. Even though he knows we will sin at some time, whether it's physically, mentally, or in whatever form of it is, when we find ourselves being in a sin nature, then again, we need to go to God in prayer and ask him to forgive us so that we can be redeemed and we can be forgiven, so that we can complete and fulfill our God purpose in the earth for his glory. So I pray that, again, that someone has received this word on tonight. I pray that this word has been a blessing to someone on tonight. I pray that this word on tonight has encouraged your heart tonight, that you will be able to continue to stand on and hold on to God's unchanging hand, because your labor for the Lord Jesus Christ is not in vain. Sometimes it seems rough, and he did tell us, he warned us, he told us that these times as a Christian, in our Christian life, that trials and tribulations are going to come. So we thank God for Jesus Christ being our perfect example, that even though while he was on earth, he went through a lot for us. He didn't have to do it, but he did, and I'm so glad that he did. So he's our perfect example. He stood the test, and he passed the test, and that's why he is now sitting at the right hand of God making intercessions for you and I who are saved in Jesus' name on tonight. May God is still being glorified. So I pray that you receive this word, that you be blessed by it. It's my prayer in Jesus' name. So that's the word for tonight. I hope it was a blessing to somebody on tonight. So I know that it did not go forth in vain. I know God has received this word, and he's going to be glorified through this word on tonight. Not because I brought it, because it's a word from the Lord, and I'm just a vessel that he used on tonight to bring forth his word to help someone along life's way. that they can continue to walk and fulfill their God purpose or God purposes in the earth for His glory. So as we get ready to close out tonight's program, I'm going to remind you once again that I pray that you continue to keep our pastor and shepherd, Bishop James A. Jennings, in prayer as we get ready to celebrate his 29th anniversary celebration, which starts this coming first Sunday, and it will run to the end of March. The last service will be held on Sunday, March 31st at 3 p.m. at the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church on the east side of Detroit, on Crane, right off of Agnes, one block north of East Jefferson. You are invited to join us to help us celebrate in our pastor's anniversary. Our Sunday school hour starts at 9 a.m. Our morning service starts every Sunday at 10 a.m. So we look forward to you coming and helping us celebrate our bishop's 29th anniversary. So we're going to close out in prayer. Please join me. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, within the name of Jesus Christ, we come once again to give you praise, glory, and honor for who you are. We thank you for your word on tonight. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you love us at all times. Even when we are unlovable, you still love us. We thank you, Lord, that those that are saved in your Son, Jesus' name, that we can continue to walk in your love, that we can be demonstrators of your love in the way we treat each other, the way we treat our brothers and sisters in Christ, and especially the way we treat those that are not yet saved in Jesus' name. So let us be prime examples in the earth, Heavenly Father. Help us to be the light that you have called us to be, to draw souls to Jesus Christ. And they will call upon his name. They will ask to be saved in his name. They will come to know and fulfill the God purpose in the earth, for your glory is our prayer. So we now ask that you will continue to have mercy upon us, continue to have mercy upon me, my entire family, and all faithful doers of your word, because you know who we are and you know where we are. So we know that your eyes are in every place at all times. We know that you sit high and you look low. So we ask that you will continue to help us to stand on your word, to be doers of your word and not just hearers only, so that everywhere we go, somebody will be able to see Jesus Christ in us and they will see the love of God in us at all times, is our prayer in Jesus' name. So now, Lord, we pray that you will continue to grant us the desires of our hearts, continue to bless the worldwide listeners, continue to bless this worldwide platform, that it will continue to grow and be everything that you have called and ordained for it to be. Continue to bless each listener, that they will continue to go out and share the good news about this ministry, that others can tune in and be blessed by it as well, is our prayer. Grant them the desires of their hearts. Meet them at their needs, Heavenly Father. So we just love you on tonight. We thank you for loving us first. We thank you for loving us in spite of ourselves. So we give you glory. We give you honor and praise. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace toward us in spite of ourselves. We ask that you continue to have your way in each life, starting with me and my entire family and every faithful doer of your word all over the land. Continue to have your way in our lives. Continue to lead and guide us in all truth, that we can be perfect examples of your Son, Jesus Christ, and his great love for God, you, the Father, and then for mankind, is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all the people of God said, amen. Well, again, I pray that you have received this word on tonight. I thank God for the word, because Jesus Christ is the living word. And so we thank God that the blood of Jesus still works, and the blood of Jesus will never, ever lose its power. So I'm going to leave on that note that God loves you. He loves me. And I thank God for who he is. And he's good to you, and he's good to us. He's merciful toward us at all times. His love changing and failed not. Because God is not a man that he should lie, and his Son is not a man that he should repent. So we're going to just continue to give God glory, honor, and praise for who he is. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Know that God loves you, and I do too. Until the next time, good night.